We continue Be'ezat Hashem in our limud of Masechet Moed Katan. We are on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We're up to the sixth line from the top. This limud is Leilui Nishmat Baruch Ben Shelomo, Shelomo Ben Reuven, Erez Ben Miriam, Shulika Bat Hana, Esther Bat Ledisia, and Simcha Bat Ledisia, Alehem HaShalom. The last thing we saw in the Gemara is that Rava told us that on the Shvi'it year, in the Shemitah year, only things that are called avot, only primary labors in the field, are forbidden, are not allowed to be done during the Shemitah, but toladot, which are derivatives, subcategories, are muta, are allowed to be done during the Shemitah year. And that was in order to understand our Mishnah that told us that we are allowed to be mashkin bet ha-shlachim during the Shvi'it. We're allowed to water the field during the Shvi'it. And so being that watering is only a tolada of the av melacha of notea or zorea, so therefore it's mutar during Shvi'it. That's what Rava told us. So the Gemara begins here with an objection to this, with a question. Velo, and the doing of toladot is not asur? Is it not? Is it allowed to do toladot? You're not chayav if you do toladot during Shvi'it? Vehatanya, but we learned in a braita. Now we're going to learn quite an extensive braita. It's a long one. It'll take at least 15 lines, which will discuss various melachot, various labors on the field, if they are allowed during Shvi'it. So again, the Gemara is asking velo, and it is not asur, it is not forbidden to do toladot during Shvi'it, ve'atanya, but we learned in a braita. The braita quotes the pasuk that is written regarding the year of Shvi'it in Parashat Behar, Sadecha lo tizra v'charumecha lo tizmor. You're not allowed to sow your field, and you're not allowed to prune your vineyard. So the Braita says, Enli ela zerua vezimur. I only see from here, from the Pasuk, that you're not allowed to do zerua, sowing, putting the seeds in the ground, and zimur, pruning. Minayin lenikush, uleidur ulechisuach. How do I know that nikush, weeding, that's uprooting the weeds, idur, that's hoeing, which means to loosen the earth around the tree, that's idur, ulechisuach. Kisuach is cutting weeds, which means you're not uprooting them, you're just cutting the tops, the top of the weeds. That's called kisuach. So, how do we know that nikush, idur, and kisuach is also not allowed? Talmud lomar, sadecha lo, karmecha lo, which means the Torah could have said instead, lo tizra sadecha, or it could have said, lo tizmor karmecha, but the pasuk didn't say it like that. The pasuk said, sadecha lo tizra, karmecha lo tizmor. So this allows us to be doresh. Sadecha lo, karmecha lo. What does that mean? Lo kol melacha shebesadecha, velo kol melacha shebekarmecha. Which means, you're not allowed to perform the labor, any labor in your field, you're not allowed, and any labor in your vineyard, you're not allowed. So from the words sadecha lo and from karmecha lo, we learned that nikush and idur and kisuach is also not allowed. And the Braita continues, Minayin she'en mekarsemin ve'en mezaredin ve'en mefasegin ba'ilan. How do we know that we're not allowed to be mekarsem? Mekarsem means to prune trees. Mezaredin means to trim the small branches from the trees, to remove the small dry branches. Mefasegin means to cut large branches. How do we know that we're not allowed to do these either? Talmud lomar, sadecha lo, karmecha lo. We learn once again from the word sadecha lo, karmecha lo. Lo kol melacha shebesadecha. We say no to any melacha in your field. Velo kol melacha shebekarmecha. And we say no to any melacha in your vineyard. And the Braita continues. Minayin she'en mezabelin, ve'en mefarekin, ve'en me'abekin, ve'en me'ashenin ba'ilan. How do we know that we are not allowed to be mezabel? To be mezabel means to fertilize the fields and the vineyards. Ve'en me'farekin, we're not allowed to remove stones that are surrounding the base of the tree, to remove the stones. Ve'en me'abekim, and we're not allowed to dust, which means to cover roots that are exposed, to cover them with dust. We're not allowed to do that either. Ve'en me'ashenin ba'ilan, and also to smoke a tree. It's called to fumigate a tree. That's for the purpose of getting rid of the worms that are all around. That's why they would be me'ashen, they would smoke the tree. It's also not allowed. How do we know? Talmud lomar. Once again, we learn from sadecha lo, karmecha lo, kol melacha shebesadecha lo. Any melacha in your field, you can't do. Bechol melacha shebekarmecha lo. Any melacha in your vineyard, you can't do. So we see, we didn't finish the Braita yet, but so far what do we see? That there are many things that are really, almost all of these that we mentioned are toladot. And yet the Braita is learning from the Pasuk that you're not allowed to do them during Shvi'it. That's going to be the question on what Rava said. But let's first finish the Braita. Now the Braita continues and says, Yachol lo yekashkesh tachat hazetim. Maybe since you said that all melachot are not allowed, so maybe also you cannot do kishkush under the olive trees. Kishkush means to loosen the earth under the tree a little bit, as opposed to idur, which is hoeing, which means loosening the earth very much. Kishkush is hoeing lightly, which means to loosen the earth a little bit. I would think maybe you're not allowed to do that under the olive trees during the Shvi'it. Ve'lo ye'ader tachat ha'gefanim. And also not to loosen the earth under the grapevines. Ve'lo ye'male neka'im ma'im. And also maybe I would think you should not be allowed to fill the cracks in the ground, to fill the neka'im, the cracks in the ground with water. Ve'lo ye'ase ugiyot la'gefanim. And also maybe you should not make ditches around the bottom of the grapevine in order to collect rainwater there. Talmud lomar, these things are allowed. How do we learn that they are allowed? Talmud lomar, we learn from the pasuk, it says, sadecha lo tizra. You should not sow seeds into your ground. Don't do zri'a. So the Braita says, zri'a bichlal hayeta. Now, the melacha of sowing is included in the general isur of performing any types of agricultural laborers during the Shvi'it. Velama yatzta. So why did the Torah single out zri'ah? It should have just said, any melachot, lo ta'aseh kol melacha besadecha. Why did the Torah single out zri'ah, sadecha lo tizra? Velama yatzta. Lehakish eleha. The Torah singled out zri'ah in order to make a hekesh, to compare to it. What's the comparison that we can make? Lomar lecha, to teach us. Ma zri'a miyuchedet, avoda shebesade veshebakerem. What's special about zri'a, about putting seeds into the ground? That is a type of avoda, of labor, that is both done in a regular field and in a vineyard, right? Zri'a is in both. Af kol, so too, any melacha that is asur on Shvi'it is a type of, has to be a type of melacha, Shehi avodah shebesadeh veshebakerem. It has to be the type of labor that is done both in a regular field and in a vineyard. Then it is asur. But let's say melachot that are only done in a vineyard, they're especially done in a kerem, but not in a field, right? Such as the ones that we just mentioned, le'adel tachad kefanim, or ugiyot lagefanim, or these last four that were mentioned in the Braita, these are avodot, these are melachot that are either only done in a regular field or only done in a vineyard. Therefore, those specifically are mutav. That's the end of the Braita. But bottom line, what do we see? In any case, what do we see here from the Braita? That there are many toladot of melachot that are asu during Shvi'it, not just zri'ah, and not just sowing and pruning, right? So, like Rava told us. So how does he answer this Braita? The answer is four words, Rabotai. Miderabanan ukra asmachta be'almam. All these labors that the Braita mentioned, except for sowing and pruning and harvesting, all these other melachot that we said in the Braita that are asur, it's only asur midrabanan. It's not asur midoraita. This that the Gemara, the Braita learns it from a pasuk, ukra, is only asmachta be'alma. That's only to be brought as a support to the words of Chachamim. Really, the Torah is only oser the avot and those specific two toladot that were mentioned before. But all other toladot that we mentioned in the Braita are asur only midrabanan. The pasuk that we learned from sadecha lo, karmecha lo, that's only as a support, as a asmachta to the din derabanan. Now, in the Braita we saw at the end that one of the things that the Braita said is allowed to be done on the year of Shvi'it is called kishkush. Kishkush means to do hoeing under the olive trees. That means to loosen the earth a little bit under the olive trees. So the Gemara is asking, Ve'kishkush b'shvi'it mishare? Is that really allowed during the year of the Shvi'it? Ve'haketiv, but we learned from it states in a pasuk, and we learned in a braita the meaning of the pasuk. Ve'hashvi'it tishmetena untashta. It says in Parashat Mishpatim that during the shvi'it tishmetena, you should let the ground to rest. Do not do work untashta. Leave it alone. The braita teaches us tishmetena milekashkesh, untashta milesakel. What does that mean? What is the Torah coming to include when it says tishmetena, let the ground rest? From kishkush. You're not allowed to do kishkush, from light hoeing. Untashta, you should forsake the ground. Milesakel, that means from clearing the field of stones, which means you're not allowed to do kishkush during Shvi'it. This is a question on what we saw at the end of the previous Braita. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Ukva Bar Chama answers, Terei kishkushe havu. There are two types of kishkushim, of light hoeing. Chad avruye ilane, vechad satume pile. One type of kishkush is le avruye ilane. That means to strengthen the trees, lashon bari, to make the trees healthier. And vechad, but there's a different type of kishkush that is satume pile, that is to close up cracks. It's meant just to seal up the cracks. And there is a difference between them. Avruye ilan asur. The one that is done in order to strengthen the tree, so that is not allowed during the Shvi'it, because that's considered like, it's similar to plowing, because it's enhancing the tree's growth. Satume pile share. But if the kishkush is only done to close up the cracks, then that is mutar during Shvi'it. That's not enhancing the growth. That's just preventing some damage to the tree, and that would be allowed. And that was the kishkush that the Braita before was talking about, which is mutar. Now the Gemara is going to bring us a machloket amoraim regarding choresh, regarding the melacha of plowing the field during Shvi'it, is it asur mideoraita or not? Itmar, it has been taught, hachoresh b'Shvi'it, one who plows the field during the Shvi'it, Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Lazar. It's a machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Chad amar loke, v'chad amar eno loke. One says you get malkut if you do that, which means it's asur mideoraita, you get lashes. Chadamau, The other one says, no, there's no punishment of malkut. It's not a sumi deoraita. Now, the Gemara wants to explain the machloket. Why is it that they're arguing? So the Gemara suggests the following. Lema bederabi avin amarabi ila kamiflegi. Shall we say that they argue regarding the yesod, the principle that Rabbi Avin said in the name of Rabbi Ila? What was the yesod that he said? The Amar Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Ila, kol makom shene'emar klal be'ase, uprat belotase, en danimoto bichlal uprat uklal. Let me explain. We have two midot that we say every morning in the 13 midot shat Torah nidreshet bahem, by which we are doresh explain the psukim in the Torah. One is called klal uprat, and one is called klal uprat uklal. What does that mean? Klal uprat uklal means when the pasuk introduces something that is either mutar or asur, and the beginning of the pasuk is a klal, is a generalization. The middle of the pasuk is a prat, is a detail. And then the end of the pasuk is once again a klal, a generalization. And soon we'll see an example. The rule is when you have klal uprat uklal, so then we say, iatadan ela ke'en haprat, that when the Torah specified those pratim, those details, the Torah is just giving us examples, but anything that is similar to those details are included in the Isur. That's by a case of klal uprat uklal. There is a different midah called klal uprat, when the pasuk only gave, it started off with a generalization, and then it was specific, and it didn't go back to say a klal. The rule in that case is, en baklal ela mashe baprat, that the Torah is only talking about the exact details that it gave. You don't include something that is similar to the details. Okay. Now there's one more thing. Rabbi Avin said, in the name of Rabbi Ila, in order for a klal uprat uklal to work as a klal uprat uklal, to say iatadan ela ke'en haprat, it has to be that the entire pasuk is either talking in a aseh, in a positive way, do this, do this, do this, or the entire pasuk is talking in a lo ta'aseh, don't do this, don't do this, which means both the klal, the prat, and the klal is aseh, or both, all of them are lo ta'aseh. But Rabbi Avin says, if let's say the klal is aseh, the prat is lo ta'aseh, and the klal once again is aseh, then the rule of klal uprat uklal does not apply. We look at the pasuk only as a klal uprat. And we say, en baklal ela mashe baprat, whatever the Torah specified, that's it. Okay, those are the rules. Let's apply it now to the pasuk that we are dealing with. The pasuk that we are dealing with is like this. In Parashat Behar by Shvi'it, it says, ubashana ha-shvi'it shabbat shabbaton yehyeh la'aretz. On the seventh year, it should be a year of rest for the land. What is that? That's aseh, right? And it's a klal, it's a general statement. It should be rest. It should rest. That's it. Then the pasuk continues. Sadecha lo tizra, vechalmecha lo tizmo. Now the Torah is telling us a prat. Don't do zri'a, don't do zmira. But notice, it's a lo ta'aseh, right? Okay. Then the pasuk continues with a klal. Shenat shabbaton yehyeh la'aretz. It should be a year of rest for the land. That's once again a klal. So now apparently we have here a klal uprat uklal, which means we should say that iatadan ela ke'en aprat, which means that even though the Torah only said lo tizra and lo tizmo, but we have to include anything that is similar to it. So let's say, for example, charisha, plowing, which is similar to zriya and zmira, because it's working the land, right, would be also included in the isur, if we would judge this pasuk as klal uprat uklal. But if we judge this pasuk as just a klal uprat, then we say, en lecha ela mashe baprat, only the zriya and zmira is asur, but not charisha. Now Rabbi Avin said, remember, that when the klal is aseh, but the prat is lo taseh, then we don't look at it as a klal uprat uklal. It's just a klal uprat. Oh, see, here is the nafkamina. So accord, if you hold like Rabbi Avin, that a klal uprat uklal, that varies, that changes from a aseh to a lo taseh, like this pasuk, so then we just look at it as a klal uprat, and you only say that whatever the Torah specified, that's the only thing that is asur. Well, the Torah did not say charisha, and therefore charisha is not asur, it's mutar. So that would be the opinion that says that Achoresh Loloke doesn't get malkut, because he holds like the principle of Rabbi Avin, that when you have a klal uprat uklal that is mixed with a aseh and a lo taaseh, we only look at it as a klal uprat, and therefore charisha would be mutar. But the one who argues and says charisha loke is asur, because he doesn't hold like Rabbi Avin. He looks at this pasuk as a klal uprat uklal. He doesn't care that it changes from aseh to lo taaseh. And when you have a klal uprat uklal, what's the din? Iyatadan ela ke'ena prat. Even though the Torah said only tizra and tizmo, but anything that is ke'ena prat, such as charisha, is also included in the isur. So therefore, the Gemara says, maybe they are arguing if we hold like Rabbi Avin or not. Man de amar loke. The one who says that you do get malkut for charisha, that's because letle de Rabbi Avin amar Rabbi Ila. He does not hold of the rule of Rabbi Avin in the name Rabbi Ila. Therefore, this is a case of klal uprat uklal. So we are doresh ke'ena prat. And charisha is asur. Uman de'amar eno loke, the one who says he doesn't get malkut, itle de Rabbi Avin. He holds of the rule of Rabbi Avin, and therefore this is not a klal uprat uklal, we look at it as a klal uprat. So we only go by what the Torah specified, only zriah, only zmirah, but not charisha. Charisha would be mutar. Maybe this is the reason for their machloket. However, the Gemara rejects this explanation. The Gemara says, lo, really, you don't say that. De kule alma letle de Rabbi Avin amar Rabbi Ila. Really, both opinions hold not like Rabbi Avin. They do not hold of the rule of Rabbi Avin, which means that this pasuk can indeed be looked at as a klal uprat uklal. So the prat in the middle of Sadecha lo tizra includes anything that is similar. So man de amar loke shapir. So the one who says choresh gets malkut, okay, we understand, very good, because it's a klal uprat uklal. The prat comes to include the choresh as well, which is similar. But how do we understand the one who says eno loke, they don't get malkut? What's his reason? So the Gemara says he has a different reason why choresh is not loke. You know why? Amar lach, he says like this. Let's understand. Let's analyze the pasuk. Michdi, let's see. Zmira bichlal zri'a, ubetzira bichlal ketzira. Are the labor of zmira, of pruning, is included in zri'a, in the planting. Ubetzira, the labor of collecting the grapes, is included in ketzira, right? It's a form of harvesting. So lemay hilcheta katvinu rachamana. So why did the Torah by Shvi'it single out Zmira and Betzira, right? The pasuk says, Sadecha lo tizra, v'chaumecha lo tizmor. Why did it say lo tizmor? It's included in lo tizra. And then it says, v'etzefiach ketzirecha lo tikzor, v'etineve nezirecha lo tivzor. Why did it say lo tivzor? That's included in lo tikzor. Why did it single out those two? Lememar, to teach me, de'ahani toladot hu demichyav. Like we said earlier from Rava. To teach me these toladot, which means Zmira and Betzira, they are the only ones that are Chayav, that you're not allowed to do on Shvi'it. Atolada acharina lo michyav. But any other tolada, any other subcategory, which means something that's not mentioned in the pasuk, lo michyav, you're not chayav. Oh, and that's why choresh lo loke. Choresh is not mentioned in the pasuk. Therefore, it's a tolada. A tolada is mutar on Shvi'it. The only two toladot that are asur on Shvi'it are the two that were specified, which is lotizmo and lotivtso. But charisha would be mutar. So once again, we are revisiting this statement that we saw before from Rava, that during Shvi'it, only these two toladot are asur, but all toladot are mutar. So you know, once again, the Gemara is going to ask the same question we saw before. Velo, and the toladot are not asur, You're allowed to do any tolada you want. And you know what the Gemara is going to do now? The Gemara is once again going to bring that whole long braita that we learned before. We're not going to have to explain it. We will understand already the braita in order to show that toladot are also asu. And we're going to see the similar answer to before. So once again, let's read this quickly now. Velo and toladot are not asu on shvi'it. Vehatanya, but we learned in a braita. Sadecha lo tizra, vechalmecha lo tizmor. En li ela zerua vezimur. I only see that zerua, sowing and zimur and pruning is asur. Minayin leidur ulekishkush ulekisuach. How do I know that idur, kishkush and kisuach is weeding, hoeing and cutting the weeds is also asur? These are all toladot, right? Talmud lomar sadecha lo karmecha lo. We learn from the pasuk lo kol melacha shebesadecha lo kol melacha shebekarmecha. Any melacha that is in your sadeh or in your kerem is not allowed. Continues the Braita and says, Uminain she'en mekarsemim ve'en mezaredin ve'en mefasigin ba'ilan. And how do we know that we're not allowed to prune the trees or to trim the dry branches or to be mefaseg, to cut the large branches? How do we know we're not allowed? Talmud lomar sadecha lo karmecha lo. Once again, kol melacha shebesadecha lo. Kol melacha shebekarmecha lo. Any melacha in your sadeh, in your kerem, is not allowed. How do we know that we don't fertilize and we're not allowed to clear the stones and we're not allowed to smoke the tree? Talmud lomar sadecha lo, karmecha lo, kol melacha shebesadecha lo, v'chol melacha shebekarmecha lo. Any melacha that you do in your field or in your vineyard is not allowed. Then the Braita ends off, Yachol lo yekashkesh tachat hazetim. Are you not allowed to hoe lightly, to loosen the earth lightly under the olives? Velo ye'adel tachat hagefanim. Or not to hoe under the grapevines? Velo ye'male nekaim b'maim. And not to fill up the cracks in the ground with water? Velo ye'ase ugiyot lagefanim. And not to make the round ditches around the base of the grapevine in order to collect rainwater? How do we know these are actually allowed? Talmud lomar sadecha lo tizra. The pasuk says, "Lo tizra." Hare zriya bichlal haita. Zriya, sowing, is included in all the melachot of agriculture of the land. Velama yatzta. Why did the Torah single it out? Lehakish eleha, to make a comparison to it. Lomar lach, to teach you. Mazriya miyuchedet avoda shebesadeh veshebakerem. What's special about zriya? That it's something that is a type of labor that is done in both the field and the vineyard. Af kol shehi avoda shebesadeh veshebakerem. So too, what is asur is only the type of avoda that is done both in a field and in a vineyard. Whereas these last four that we mentioned, kishkush, idur bagefanim, lemalot nekaim, and ugiyot lagfanim, is only by the grapevine, or only by a field, not in both, and therefore they are mutar. But bottom line, meanwhile, what do we see from this braita? That toladot, other melachot that are not mentioned in the pasuk, are asur on the shvi'it. So why did you tell me before that toladot are mutar? Once again, the Gemara answers, midrabanan. The toladot are asur only midrabanan. Ukra asmachta be'alma. The pasuk is only brought in the braita. The limud that we do from the pasuk is brought as a support, as a asmachta to the din derabanan. And so we are up to the top line of Gimel Amud Bet. And now, the Gemara tells us something interesting. Ki ata Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said the following statement that he received from his learning in Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he said, Yachol yilke al hatosefet. Someone would have thought, we might have thought that you receive Malkut, that you get punished for the tosefet. That's the statement, that I would have thought that you get punished for the tosefet. We'll see soon what that means. Ve'nasiv la talmuda liptura. And we learn a teaching that you are patur. You don't get malkut for the tosefet. But Rav Dimi said, but I'm sorry. Ve'lo yedana my talmuda u'may tosefet. But I don't know what is the talmuda, which means that talmuda liftura, that teaching to make you patur. I don't know what it is, and I don't know what is tosefet. What does tosefet mean? Which means Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, and he reported a statement that he heard, which he admits that he does not understand the statement, and he doesn't understand how it was taught that it's patur. The statement that he received was that I would have thought that you should get Malkut for Tosefet, but we learned that you don't get Malkut. Now, what is Tosefet, and why did we learn you don't get Malkut? I don't know. So now the Gemara is going to tell us, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, each one leshitato, will explain. Rabbi Elazar amar charisha. Rabbi Elazar says, you know what Tosefet you're talking about? Charisha, plowing. Tosefet means the Torah didn't say plowing is not allowed, remember? It's something to be added. We question, do we add it to the Isur of Shvi'it or not? Plowing. V'hachika amar. And this is what the Talmud says. Yachol yilke al charisha. I would have thought that maybe you should be punished if you plow during Shvi'it. De'atya michlal uprat uchlal. Because I would have thought to learn the pasuk, remember, like we learned before, the pasuk klal uprat uchlal, yatadan elakein aperatz. Even though the pasuk only said lo tizra and lo tizmo, but anything similar is included, which includes charisha. I would have thought to say that. And the teaching of the Talmud comes to teach me that really you are patur on charisha for malkut. Why? Because of the reasoning we said before. Because if so, if it would be asur, then why does the Torah single out all those labors of lo tizmor and lo tiktzor and lo tivtzor? If charisha is also asur, then everything is asur. Just say one thing. Just say, lo ta'ase kol melacha, and finish. Why does the Torah specify? That's to teach me that only those that are specified is asur. But everything else, including charisha, is mutar. That's Rabbi Elazar explaining the statement, the vague statement that Rav Dimi came back with. The Rabbi Yochanan amar, Rabbi Yochanan explained the statement in a different way. You know what it means, tosefet? You know what the word tosefet is referring to? Yamim she'osifu chachamim lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Those are the extra days that chachamim added to the isur of working the land on Shvi'it before Rosh Hashanah of the Shvi'it year. That's the tosefet that it's talking about. Just like we have tosefet Shabbat, so tosefet Shvi'it, which means that there's a number of days that are added before Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah begins, that already Chachamim are oser not to do work. V'hachi kamar, and this is what the statement of Rav Dimi is saying, Yachol yilke al tosefet Rosh Hashanah. I would have thought maybe you should get punished if you do work during those added days before Rosh Hashanah of Shvi'it. If you do work on the land, you will get Malkut, I would have thought. Why would I have thought? De'atya mi becharish u'bakatzir tishpot. Because after all, those added days that Rabbanan added, they learned it from the pasuk in Mishpatim where it says, Becharish u'bakatzir tishbot. As we're going to see soon, the Gemara will tell us how we see from that pasuk. So from that pasuk, we learn Tosefet Shvi'it. I would have thought that if a person works during Tosefet Shvi'it, he should get Malkut. Ve'nasiv la Talmud aliftura, and the Talmud comes to tell me, no, you're patur from Malkut if you do melacha during the Tosefet Shvi'it. Kedebaina nememar lekaman, as we're going to explain soon. And so now the Gemara begins to explain. What are these days that are added, that are before Rosh Hashanah, that are added to the Isur of working the land on Shvi'it? Keditnan, as we learned in the Mishnah in the beginning of Masechet Shvi'it, Ad matay chorshim bisde ilan erev Shvi'it, until when are we allowed to plow a field of trees, an orchard, during Erev Shevi'it, during the year before Shvi'it. Till when? What is the deadline? Till when are we allowed to plow the ground? Bet Shammai omrim, kol zman sheyafeh lapri. Bet Shammai say, a person is allowed to plow as long as the plowing is yafeh lapri, is beneficial for the fruits that are already on the trees. So now, once the plowing is no longer needed for the fruits that are on the trees of the sixth year, once it's only going to benefit the tree itself and the fruits that are going to be produced the next year, then it's asur. Then it's like, even though it's before Shvi'it, but it's like you're plowing on Shvi'it because the benefit of this plowing is for the next year. So as long as it's yafeh lapri, as long as the plowing that you're doing is only for the fruits that are currently on the tree in the sixth year, then it's allowed. Afterwards, it's not allowed. So that could be long before Rosh Hashanah of Shvi'it. Ubetilel omrim ad ha'atzeret. Betilel say you can plow during the sixth year up until Shavuot. But after Shavuot, which is months before Rosh Hashanah, right? After Sivan, you have Tammuz, you have Av, you have Elul. It's like 3 months before Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed anymore to plow the ground. And you know, Ukrovim divrei Elul liyot kedivrei Elul. The Mishnah says that both of their statements, Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, in practically speaking, there's little difference between them. The date between them is basically around the same time that you have to stop plowing the ground in an orchard. Before the Shvi'it. So that's one example of Tosefet, of the added days to the Shvi'it year. And it continues the Mishnah and says, Ve'ad matai chorshim sedeh halavan, erev Shvi'it. Now sedeh halavan, which literally means a white field, that means a field of grain, right? Like a wheat field, a barley field, not of trees, right? There's sedeh ilan, a field of trees, and there is sedeh lavan, which is a field of grains. So till when are you allowed on Erev Shvi'it, meaning on the sixth year, are you allowed to plow the Sedeh HaLavan? This, the Mishnah says, Mishetichle HaLecha. You're allowed to plow the field on the sixth year until the moisture of the fields from the rain of the year stops. Once it dries up, then you're not allowed to plow the field anymore. And also, as long as people continue to plow their fields in order to plant, let's say, cucumbers or pumpkins that they plant at the end of the winter, so that you're allowed to plow for during the sixth year. Rabbi Shimon says, Im kenat nat Torah shiur lekol echad ve'echad ve'yado. Rabbi Shimon argues, and he says, if you're not giving me a set time for each one, so it comes out that there is an individual time for each different kind of field. That doesn't make sense that the Torah would tell us that you're not allowed, and in each field is a different time. It has to be one standard for all. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, Ela bisdeh halavan, in a grain field, ad ha-Pesach. You're allowed to plow during the sixth year up until Pesach. Ubisdeh ha-ilan, ad ha-atzeret. In a tree, orchard field, you're allowed to plow until Shavuot. Ubetilel omrim, ad ha-Pesach. We don't have to read those words. Those words are in parentheses. Betilel omrim ad ha-Pesach is actually not written in the Mishnah there. So we will leave that alone. Okay, so far, what did we see? This is the Tosefet. Those are the added days to the Shvi'it that Chachamim said you're not allowed to plow the fields, either already from Pesach or from Atzeret, meaning from Shavuot. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to. Ve'amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, who said in the name of Bar Kapara, Rabban Gamliel ubet dino nimnu al shene perakim halalu ubitlum. Rabban Gamliel and his bedin and his Sanhedrin, they counted the votes in the Sanhedrin regarding these two periods of time, which means from Pesach to Rosh Hashanah, or from Shavuot to Rosh Hashanah, ubitlum. They canceled it. They nullified the Isur. They allowed people to plow all the way up until Rosh Hashanah, which is the actual beginning of the Shvi'it year. So those two extensions were canceled by Rabban Gamliel ubet dino. Amar le Rabbi Zera le Rabbi Abahu. So Rabbi Zera asks Rabbi Abahu, Ve'amri la Resh Lakish le Rabbi Yochanan. And some say this question was posed from Resh Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabban Gamliel ubet dino, Hechi matzu mevatli takanta de bet Shammai ubet Hillel? How could Rabban Gamliel and his bedin nullify a takana, an institution that was made by earlier by Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel? Are we saw that Bet Shammai Bet Hillel said you're not allowed to plow either from Pesach or from Atzeret, right? We saw before. And then comes along later generation, Rabban Gamliel and his bedin, and they just cancel it? You can't do that. Vehatenan, did we not learn in a Mishnah in Masechet Eduyot? En bedin yachol levatel divrei bedin chavero, ela im ken gadol mimenu bechokhma ubeminyan. One bedin cannot nullify the psak of another bedin unless it is greater than that bedin in chokhma, in wisdom, ubeminyan, and in number. So how could Rabban Gamliel ubedino be mevatel something that Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai and their Batei Dinim were already mitaken, instituted? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Abahu, when he heard this question, or if it was Rabbi Yochanan who heard the question from Rish Lakish, Eshtomam Kesha'a Chada. He was confused, he was astonished for a moment. That's a Lashon and a Pasuk in Sefer Daniel. Which means for a moment he had to think it over. Whoa, that's a very good question. How could they be mevatel? But then he answered. Then he remembered the following answer. Amar le, he told him, Emur, you have to say, Kach itnu benehem, that when Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel established their din of the Tosefet Shvi'it, they made a tnai among themselves, Kol harotze levatel yavo vivatel. Anyone who later wants to nullify this takana can come and nullify it. So in other words, yes, normally a bedin of later time cannot be mevatel a takana of an earlier bedin unless it's greater, right? But it was already stipulated in the takana from the beginning that they left it open for later generations. If they wish to do so, they can be mevatel. So it's with the permission of the bedin of Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai. But the Gemara asks on this a big question. The Gemara says, did who he? What? Is it theirs? Speaking about Bet Shammai, referring to Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Is the takana of Tosefet Shvi'it, not to plow the land additional days before Rosh Hashanah, is that only the, does that belong to Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai? That they can make a tnai about it like that? Halacha le Moshe Misinaihi. But the truth is, it's already a halacha le Moshe Misinai about the Tosefet Shvi'it. How do we know? The Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bik'at Bet Chortan. Rabbi Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who said in the name of Rabbi Nechunya, who came from Bik'at Bet Chortan. Remember this, we learned in the beginning of Masechet Ta'anit, this statement. There are three things that are halacha Moshe Misinai. Number one, Eser Netiot. Number two, Arava. Number three, Venisuch HaMayim, halacha Moshe Misinai. These three things are all halacha Moshe Misinai. Nisuch HaMayim, you know, that's the pouring of the water on the Mizbeach on Sukkot. Arava is the placing of the Aravot around the Mizbeach in the time of the Beit HaMikdash during Sukkot. These are halachot Moshe Misinai. And Eser Netiot. Now what's Eser Netiot? Eser Netiot means if you have 10 young saplings, young trees that are planted in an area of 50 by 50 amot. That's called Eser Netiot. The halacha is you're allowed to plow the ground, the land around them, up until Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed. Why? Because or else they're going to get lost. They're going to ruin. In order to preserve them, you're allowed to plow the Eser Netiot that are planted in an area of 50 by 50 amot up until Rosh Hashanah. What do you see from here? That only these you're not allowed. It's a halacha Moshe Misinai that these Eser Netiot you're allowed to plow up until Rosh Hashanah. But mashma, all other trees, you're not allowed to plow before Rosh Hashanah, even before Rosh Hashanah. And that is by halacha le Moshe Misinai. Even before Bet Hillel u'Bet Shammai. So how do we say that Bet Hillel u'Bet Shammai, they're the ones who made this din of Tosefet, and therefore they made a tnai that any later generations can cancel it? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, Ki gmiri hilcheta. What exactly is the halacha le Moshe Misinai regarding the additional days before Rosh Hashanah? 30 yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. The halacha le Moshe Misinai is only prohibiting 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. 1 month, that's it. 1 month before Rosh Hashanah is asur, it's Tosefet Shvi'it, midin halacha le Moshe Misinai. Ve'atuhani, and these came, meaning Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai, they came, tikun mi Pesach u'me'atzeret. they instituted to add, to extend, not only 30 days before, but already 3 months before, or even more, from Pesach, from Shavuot, you're not allowed to plow the ground. Regarding that extra extension that they added upon the halacha Moshe Misinai, ve'atnu bedidhu, they made the t'nai in their extension, in what they added, they made a t'nai, kol ha'rotze levatel yavo vivatel, any later bedin that wants to nullify that, can nullify it, but not the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. The 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that's halacha Moshe Misinai. But the extension to go as early as Pesach and Atzeret, that Bet Hillel Bet Shammai were mitaken, and they had the right to also say a t'nai, that if the later generations want to be mivatel that, they can. So, what did we see as of now? We saw that 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shvi'it is asur to plow as a halacha leMoshe Misinai, right? That's we learned that that's a halacha leMoshe Misinai, and the earlier than that, the extension, that's Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai. So now the Gemara is going to ask, is that so? Vehani hilchetanin hu? This isur of plowing the land 30 days before the Shvi'it, it's only hilcheta, it's only halacha leMoshe Misinai, an oral tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kra'enin hu, it's actually learned from psukim, from a pasuk, as we're going to see. Ditnan, as we learned in a braita regarding the pasuk, becharish ubakatzir tishbot. Now, the full pasuk is like this. It's a pasuk in Mishpatim. The pasuk begins with Shabbat. Sheshet yamim ta'avod, uvayom ha-shevi tishbot, becharish ubakatzir tishbot. So the beginning of the pasuk is saying, 6 days we work, on Shabbat we don't work. And then it says, Becharish ubakatzir, from plowing and from harvesting, you shall stop, you shall rest. You shouldn't do plowing, you shouldn't do harvesting. Now we're going to see there's a machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael, how to explain this last part of the pasuk, Becharish ubakatzir tishbot. According to Rabbi Akiva, Bichlal, this last part is not talking about Shabbat. The pasuk turns to talk about Shvi'it. Rabbi Akiva learns that Becharish ubakatzir, it's telling us about Shvi'it, that we should not do plowing and not harvesting. So now let's learn Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva omer, en tzarich lomar charish vekatzir shel Shvi'it. Now, the Torah does not have to tell us in this pasuk that you're not allowed to plow or to harvest during the Shvi'it. Sharik v'al ne'emar, that we already have a pasuk in Behar, sadecha lo tizra v'karmecha lo tizmor, that you're not allowed to work the land during the Shvi'it. So what is Becharish ubakatzir tishbot coming to include? El harish el erev shvi'it shenichnas la'shvi'it. It's coming to include the harish, the plowing of the sixth year that goes into the seventh year, which means plowing of the sixth year that's going to already benefit the crops that grow in the seventh year. The katzir shel shvi'it and the harvesting of the shvi'it shiyatzal lemotzai shvi'it, the harvesting of crops that grew in the Shvi'it, and you harvested them in the eighth year, after the Shvi'it. These are also included in the Isur of Shemitah. You're not allowed to do Harisha in the sixth year that benefits the seventh, and you're not allowed to harvest in the eighth year crops that grew in the seventh year. That's what Rabbi Akiva learns from the Pasuk Becharish ubakatzir tishbot. And so we see that the addition of 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, the Tosefet Shvi'it, is not just halacha leMoshe Misinai. We see from Rabbi Akiva, it's actually learned from a pasuk, from Becharish ubakatzir. Now, let's just finish the Braita. The Gemara gives us the ending of the Braita, which is Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael omer, Rabbi Ishmael argues that Rabbi Akiva bichlal, he says, the end of the pasuk, Becharish ubakatzir tishbot, is not talking about Shvi'it, it's still talking about Shabbat. So the question is, why does the Torah have to say, Becharish ubakatzir tishbot, don't plow and don't harvest on Shabbat? You already told me that I'm not allowed to do any melacha. Why are you saying, singling out this charish and katzir? So Rabbi Ishmael omer, ma charish reshut, af katzir reshut. We make a comparison, which harvesting is not allowed on Shabbat? We compare it to Harisha. Just like Harisha, plowing is always reshut. There's never a plowing that is a mitzvah. The act of plowing is always just an optional thing that a person does for himself. That's called reshut. There's never a plowing of mitzvah. So just like plowing is reshut, so too katsir is reshut. Meaning, which katsir, which harvesting is not allowed on Shabbat? Katsir that you do for yourself. Reshut, not of a mitzvah. Yatza ketzir ha'omer shehi mitzvah. This comes to exclude the ketzir, the harvesting of the omer, for the korban ha'omer, that's actually a mitzvah, and therefore that is mutar on Shabbat. That's what we learn from this pasuk. That's according to Rabbi Ishmael. Okay, but getting back to the main point, and that is from Rabbi Akiva. From Rabbi Akiva, what do we see? That he says that the isur of tosefet shvi'it, of plowing on 30 days before the shvi'it, is derived from an open pasuk, not just halacha leMoshe miSinai. So what are you telling me? Ela amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Therefore, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, no, you're right. Ki gmiri hilcheta, the halacha leMoshe miSinai is only lemishri yalda, is only to allow the eser netiot, to plow around the young trees. The fact that you're allowed to plow up until Rosh Hashanah, that's what the halacha leMoshe miSinai came to tell me. Krae, but the pasuk that we just said, becharish ubakatzir, lemeisar zekena, that's to teach us that to plow around the old trees, that's not allowed up until Rosh Hashanah. You have to stop 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So we learn something from the pasuk, and we learn something from halacha leMoshe miSinai. But the Gemara asks on Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, v'kevan dehilcheta lemishrei yalda. Once the halacha leMoshe miSinai tells us that you're allowed to plow for the young trees up until Rosh Hashanah, lav mimela zekena asira, do I not automatically learn from this that to plow the land for old trees up until Rosh Hashanah is asur? So in other words, the isur is also learned from halacha leMoshe miSinai. So what do I need the pasuk for? Therefore, that's not the way to explain. Ela hilcheta leRabbi Ishmael, krae leRabbi Akiva. Oh, in other words, it depends. The isur of 30 days before Shvi'it is indeed a halacha, only a halacha leMoshe miSinai. That's according to Rabbi Ishmael, because he uses the pasuk becharish ubakatzir for isur of Shabbat. So therefore, this that we said before, halacha leMoshe miSinai, is where we know the din of Tosefet Shvi'it of 30 days. That's according to Rabbi Ishmael. In Achiname, according to Rabbi Akiva, the 30 days before is something that we learn from a pasuk, becharish ubakatzir tishbot, not from halacha leMoshe miSinai. So before, when we were saying that it's halacha leMoshe miSinai, that's only according to Rabbi Ishmael. I know we are way past into Daled Amud Aleph. Let's just continue to finish this sugya till the two dots, a few more lines. The Gemara before told us that Rabban Gamliel and his Bedin, they nullified, they canceled the Takana of Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai, and that started a whole question, how could they cancel? And so the Gemara told us before that no, there was already a Tanai that Bet Hillel Bet Shammai made in their Takana that later on generations can cancel it if they want. The Gemara now is going to explain, to give us a different way of understanding how Rabban Gamliel and his Bedin were Mevatel the Takana. A different Tirutz. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabban Gamliel ubedino mideoraita batilehu. You know why they canceled the Takana of Bet Hillel Bet Shammai? They found a pasuk in the Torah. They found a source in the Torah itself to say that it's batel, to say that we don't have to prohibit the plowing before the 30 days. They were mevatel the din of Bet Hillel Bet Shammai because of a source in the Torah. Maitama, what is the reason? What was that source that they used? Gamar Shabbat Shabbat mi Shabbat Bereshit. We learn a Gezerah Shava, Shabbat, it says by Shemitah, it says Shabbat Haaretz, and Shabbat Bereshit, by regular Shabbat of the every seventh day, it says the word Shabbat. So we make a comparison, we make a Gezerah Shava. Ma lehalan, just like by Shabbat of every week, hi asura, only the 7 days asur. Lefanea ul'acharea, the day before, Friday, or the day after, Sunday, mutarim, are allowed to do work. Afkan, so too by Shemitah, hi asura, only the 7th year is asur. Lefanea ul'acharea, mutarim, before and after is mutar. So therefore, with the power of this Gezer HaShava, they were mevatel the din of Tosefet Shevi'it. Matkifla Ravashi. Ravashi asks a strong question on this. Man de'amar hilcheta. According to the one who tells us that the Tosefet Shvi'it is halacha le-Moshe Mi-Sinai, right? We said Rabbi Ishmael, that it's halacha le-Moshe Mi-Sinai. Atya gezerah shava akra hilcheta? Can a gezerah shava come and uproot something we know by halacha le-Moshe Mi-Sinai? Uman de'amar kra, and according to Rabbi Akiva, who learns the din of Tosefet Shvi'it from the pasuk of Becharish u'Bakatzir, atya gezerah shava akra kra? Can a gezerah shava come and uproot that which we learn from a pasuk? So how does that make sense to say that Rabban Gamliel u'Bedino were mevatel the din of Tosefet Shvi'it from a gezerah shava? But what, how could that be? Because the din of Tosefet Shvi'it is either from halacha le-Moshe Mi-Sinai or from a pasuk. How could a gezerah shava come and nullify either a pasuk or a halacha le-Moshe Mi-Sinai? Ela amar Rav Ashi says, therefore, you have to understand like this. Rabban Gamliel u'Bedino savri la ke Rabbi Ishmael. Rabban Gamliel and his Bedin, they held like Rabbi Ishmael, the Amar hilcheta gemirila, who said that the din of Tosefet Shvi'it is only by halacha le-Moshe Mi-Sinai, not from a pasuk like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, therefore what? Still, how could you come and be mevatel halacha le-Moshe Mi-Sinai? They explained, Rabban Gamliel understood, v'chi gemiri hilcheta. When is it that the halacha le-Moshe Mi-Sinai teaches us that there is a din of Tosefet Shvi'it? Bizman shebet ha-mikdash kayam. That only applies in the time when Bet ha-mikdash is in existence. How do we know? Dumia den yisu chamayim. Remember, what was another halacha there that was mentioned in that statement of halacha le-Moshe Mi-Sinai? Eser netiyot, nisu chamayim, and arava. So you compare, just like nisu chamayim is only bizman shebet ha-mikdash kayam, so to eser netiyot, which means the din of Tosefet Shvi'it, is only by Bet ha-mikdash kayam. Aval bizman she'en Bet ha-mikdash kayam, lo. But once there is no Bet ha-mikdash, then there is no din of Tosefet Shvi'it either. And the isur of plowing is no longer up until Shvi'it, only from when Rosh Hashanah comes, that's when plowing is asur. That's why Rabban Gamliel were mevatel the din. Yes, it was halacha le-Moshe Mi-Sinai, but the halacha le-Moshe Mi-Sinai is interpreted, according to Rabban Gamliel, to say that only during the time of the Bet HaMikdash there is the din of extending of the 30 days of isur before Shvi'it. But just like Nisuch HaMayim. But once there, in the time when there's no Bet HaMikdash, there's no din of Tosefet Shvi'it, according to Rabban Gamliel u'Bet Dino.